I am imagining the thunderous applause that would have followed had you been present here for that. Thank you so much, Karina and Van. That was one of those we didn't really want to be over. Wonderful. Well, this month has been about interconnection. And as you heard earlier, our affirmation for the month is, like rivers flowing from one source, we are all connected. Now, before we look at connection, or before we look at interconnection, let's first of all look at connection. What is connection? Connection is a joining, a coming together in one point. That is connection for us. And I believe that all of us, each one of us, is connected in several different ways. One of the ways that we are connected is biologically. You have at least two people on this planet that you are or have been connected to, whether you wanted it to be that way or not, and that is your parents, those who brought you here. Now, people have all kinds of different situations about being with their parents. Some people have lost their parents. Some people have been adopted. But down to the very principle of the matter is that each one of us is connected to those two human beings, period. Like it or not, that's the way it is biologically, and we can't change that. So without a doubt, then, we are connected at least in that one place. We are also connected emotionally. If you like someone, you're connected emotionally. If you dislike someone, you're connected emotionally. If you love someone, you're connected emotionally. If you hate someone, you're connected emotionally. This is something interesting that I've shared with a couple of people. When you find yourself really, really disliking someone, just despising someone, it makes a difference if you realize that you are connecting yourself with that person. The depth to which you feel negative emotion towards someone is exactly the same as the depth to which you connect lovingly to someone. You are connected regardless. So that person you think is the most horrible person in the world, as long as you're thinking that, guess what? You're connected to them. Now, hopefully that will kind of shake your head around and make you think twice about that. If you don't want to be connected to that person, if you don't like them so much, then let go of it. Bless them and send them on their way and disconnect from them. Because as long as that emotion is there, you are connected with them. So you might share that with some people that you hear going on and on. We're in contentious times now, and being homebound is kind of intensifying that a little bit. So we hear a lot of negative comments going around. So be careful with yourself and be aware that that's happening with other people too. So you are connected biologically. You are connected emotionally. You are connected socially. You have a role to play in this world, no matter who you are or what you are. You may or may not be a parent, but you all are children. You may or may not have siblings, but some of you are brothers and sisters. Some of you may or may not be nieces and nephews. There is a role for us to play in this world. We all have different kinds of jobs. We do things differently in the world. Some people are self-employed, some work for other people. And some do skill things with their hands, and some do skill things with their minds. But we all have a role to play in this world. So we are connected. We are connected socially. We also are connected spiritually. Each one of you is connected spiritually. Each one of you is one with Spirit. There is no way to diminish that. There's no way to change that. You might not even like that fact, but it is true that you are connected with Spirit in a way that cannot be diminished. It cannot be changed. So we know that as an absolute, and we hold to that. Now, moving from being connected on over to interconnection, where connection is one point, we see interconnection as multiple points. Now, one of the best illustrations I know of being interconnected is our human brain. There are some cells in your brain called neurons, and we have about 100 billion neurons in our brain. Each neuron has thousands of what we call dendrites. You've seen pictures of those neuron cells, and they have little fingers going out. It looks like a spider web or something like that. So the 100 billion neurons each have thousands of dendrites, which are possible connections with other neurons who also have thousands of dendrites. So the possible combinations over the synapses in your brain are somewhere between 100 and 1,000 trillion connections. So your brain is amazingly interconnected. It is joined in this huge, massive sort of way. So we keep that in our heads and just are baffled by that, but that possibility is there. We are interconnected already without even thinking about it. Now, just as we said we're connected in a number of ways, we are interconnected in a number of ways. We are biologically interconnected with every other human being on the planet. At some point, every person had common ancestors. And there have been a lot of theories. Anthropologists and archaeologists have studied this for many, many years, trying to figure out where were our original parents from, or where did we begin? And there are a lot of different theories about that. And just about the time somebody thinks they have proven that, somebody else comes up and disproves it, and it happened somewhere else. But the fact is, it had to be that way, that every human being could trace their lineage back to common ancestors. So we are interconnected biologically with the whole planet. And if this pandemic has done nothing else, it has illustrated that point for us very clearly. Because one virus cell in China, one virus cell in one city, in one country, now resulted in a pandemic over the whole globe, the whole planet. We are interconnected. So that is very clear to us. We would like to think that something like that would start somewhere and just stay right there. But the virus knows no boundaries of any kind whatsoever. And that proves to us that we are interconnected biologically. And it seems as if some people seem to have more of a resistance to the virus than others, but we're all subject to it. Nobody has a natural immunity to it, and we're working to try to find some medicine to deal with that. But in the meantime, we recognize this has brought us all together in the awareness of our interconnectedness biologically. We are interconnected emotionally as well. There's a whole branch of psychology that deals with mass psychology, or sometimes it's called mob mentality, in that we affect each other with our emotions. Have you ever seen a group of people get together and somebody starts chanting? And something at political rallies, this happens. I remember when one that stuck in my mind is that when Hillary Clinton was running, you know, that lock her up thing. And here was a perfectly peaceful meeting together, and then one person jumps up and says, "Lock her up!" And then two people jump up and say, "Lock her up!" And pretty soon the whole room then has gotten caught up into that. And what happens in mob mentality is that there are people who behave in ways in the middle of a mob that they wouldn't dare behave by themselves. There are people who say things in the throes of mob mentality they would never say to one other person. So we are interconnected emotionally. We feed all off of each other with our emotions. So we're never just completely alone. So we are interconnected biologically, we are interconnected emotionally, and we are interconnected socially as well. In the way that we put things together out in the world, we are involved with each other. We all have our roles to play in our social institutions that are out in the world. And now, especially with our using the internet so much, we are interconnected socially through the media. And we can let somebody, or we can let everybody in the world know how you're feeling this morning. When I first got introduced to Facebook, I thought, well, I'll see what this is like. And I was reading these things and people saying, well, I got up at 7 o'clock this morning and I had fried eggs for breakfast and then I brushed my teeth and then combed my hair. And I thought, do these people have nothing else to do other than do all of this online to let everybody know? But it proved, though, that we are interconnected socially, that our lives are woven together in a way that will never, ever be the same. It will never be less, and especially after going through this time of being locked up at home. Those things have spread and gotten stronger and more involved. So we are interconnected socially. We are also interconnected spiritually. Now, just as we are connected individually to spirit, we are also interconnected because we are all one. It's not just a matter that I am one with the Spirit and you are one with Spirit. We are all one. It all goes back to the very same source. As our affirmation that we had today says, like rivers flowing from one source, we are all connected. So this interconnection pervades our whole life. Everything that goes on around us, we are interconnected. Now, this may seem, okay, yeah, that's really obvious, Lawrence. You haven't said anything earth-shattering in that. I knew that. But the important thing is to realize it consciously and to live out of this consciously. It's one thing to say, yeah, I know I'm connected, so what? I know I'm interconnected, so what? But what if we are conscious about that? What if I go through my daily life, I am conscious of being connected biologically, emotionally, socially? What if I go through my day being conscious of being interconnected? And that on some level, even if it's a subtle energetic level, everything I do has an impact on the rest of the world because I am interconnected. Everything I say has an impact on those I am intimately connected with. And when I begin to live consciously, it makes a difference. We don't just go blundering through life, letting whatever happen, happen. We are being conscious about that. And we realize that we're never, ever truly alone. You know, there may be times, and it's very sad, I've heard people say that I'm alone at home. I feel alone at home, even though I'm not the only person in the house. And that's a very sad thing, to be around somebody and still feel alone. You may feel alone from time to time, but you can never be truly alone because not only are we connected, we are interconnected. And that means we're always together, even if it's on a very subtle, energetic level. And we're also together spiritually. We are one in spirit. And that's important for us to remember and to live that way consciously, to bring that into mind. Now, I mentioned last week, or 2 weeks ago maybe, that I'm working on a project now called a hybrid human. And that is how that we truly bring together, as in cars, I think, Prius was the first one that came out that had electric engine and a gas engine in it, and they worked together in that way. Well, we are spirit and we are human. And how we work those things together shows up in our life. And when we become what I'm calling a hybrid human, we bring those things to an equal level where they both are influencing the other. And we are able to live, again, consciously as a hybrid human. I know that everything I do involves my humanness, and in the same instant, everything I do involves spirit as well. And when we hold that in our mind and we are aware of that as we live, it will make a difference in how we speak. It will make a difference in how we think. It will make a difference in the kind of feelings that we hold within us. It will shape who and what we are in a very positive way as we are aware of this interplay between spirit and our humanness. So we are completely interconnected. Now, I was thinking about this. The phrase, no man is an island, came to my mind as I was talking about being connected and being interconnected. And I couldn't remember who first said that, and I looked it up in my good friend Google and came up with John Donne was the author of that phrase. And there's a poem entitled, No Man is an Island. And I'd like to close with that poem. No man is an island entire of itself. Every man is a piece of the continent, a part of the main. If a clod be washed away by the sea, Europe is the less, as well as if a promontory were, as well as any manner of thy friends or of thine own were. Any man's death diminishes me, because I am involved in mankind, and therefore never sinned to know for whom the bell tolls. It tolls for thee. And I go back to that phrase, I am involved in mankind. We are connected. We are interconnected. Let us be so consciously, deliberately. And I encourage you in this week as we go through more of our being cloistered at home and not working or perhaps working from home, all the changes that have been brought about by this pandemic. I invite you to keep in mind this week that being conscious of being connected and being interconnected in all that you do. Be conscious of that fact. Keep that in your mind and live accordingly. I also shared with you recently, I'm going to create a video as soon as we figure out which platform we're going to be using. But some of you were involved in the Unity broadcasting system. I did a class in this about a year ago, I guess. I'm going to put that on so everybody can have access to it. But the heart of the Unity broadcasting system is this very sense of being connected and being interconnected. And it is a deliberate way of our being able to practice our interconnection, not just sitting here saying, well, I'm interconnected and that's it. What do I do with that? How do I use that to my benefit and the benefit of others? So all these things are beginning to come together. And when you find yourself in the middle of this pandemic, feeling negative, feeling sad, feeling frustrated, and all the things that go along with the changes and the restrictions that we had to experience, I invite you to come back to that truth. I am connected. I am interconnected. I am one. God bless you, my friend.
And as we bring our attention now to an offering time, we are so blessed to have the many of you connected with us who are supporting us financially by your usual giving. Some of you who are newer to Unity of Pompano and maybe tuning into our broadcast for the first time, you've been generous in finding that donate button on our website and sending a donation. UnityPompanoBeach.org. We thank you so very much because it enables us to continue. We did really well in March. We had a bit of a deficit, but we could cover it. And I believe April will see us clearing our way through to continue being a spiritual beacon for all of the world. So share our links and share our ideas, share our free meditation times, share our classes, and let's continue to be that spiritual path for others. Unity is known as a positive path for spiritual living. So let's just practice it by sharing. If you are shopping online, if you have an Amazon account or plan to start one, would you please go to smile.amazon.com and get set up, because if you just choose Unity Church of Pompano Beach, then Amazon will send us a very small percentage, but nevertheless, a donation on your purchases. And all of us shopping these days, it adds up to a little bit for us that will help defray our utility costs, for instance. So we appreciate your shopping online with us. And we are showing on the screen a number of ways to donate. We will be checking into Zelle as well for our regular members who are already on our list as a regular contributor. We would have your information because we always want to give you credit when you do give here, so that you get credit at the end of the year for your charitable donations, and so you can see just how important your spiritual life has been to you. So you can text, you can use bill pay on your bank, which is totally free. You can use an ACH donation when you go to the website link. And of course, there's always credit card. So we just appreciate these many ways that you are giving to us. And as you think about what you're going to give and get ready to give it, we have an affirmation here that we often use. And I'm going to share it with you now. Some of you have this memorized. It's called, "Good is mine." With a grateful heart, we acknowledge God as source of all that is. Today, we let go of any concern of lack, and we allow God to unfold in our lives. Good is ours. Good and more good is ours. An ever-increasing good is ours. Everywhere we go, we see this good. We feel it, we experience it, we freely give it, and it multiplies itself around us. And so it is. Amen.